Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come gather round, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Romelu is returning to Chelsea and Joe Willock is going back to Brucey. It's Tuesday, 10th of August. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Welcome, one and all, to Tuesday's Ramble. Oh, chaps, we've got quite a lot to talk about today, haven't we? Haven't we, Peter?
Yeah. And I'd like to talk about Dan Walker on Catchphrase last night.
Yeah, I knew you were going to start with this.
Why?
Because you wanted to talk about his fine performance.
I think he might
be
thick.
He's a national treasure. What? Why is that?
I think he might be legally thick.
Why?
Because he's not very good at doing any of the catchphrases.
Legally thick. And he, has to be thick.
And he was up against a boxer who's been punched in the head like a million times.
Who
and
is it?
Sharon Osbourne's daughter, whose name I forget for
Kelly
some
Osbourne.
Reason. Kelly Osbourne.
She's not a boxer.
No, she's not.
Who was who was the boxer?
The Everton supporter.
Tony Bellew. Okay.
And Dan Walker was the worst of the
Maybe
lot.
Maybe he's just bad at catchphrases.
Maybe
blind
he is.
Spots.
But if there's words on the screen, don't say the words on the screen. Because if it says raindrops on the screen, don't say raindrops because that's not a catchphrase. And B, they wouldn't make it that easy, Dan
raindrops
Walker.
Raindrops keep falling on my head was probably the answer, wasn't it?
Probably.
You don't even know you're as bad as Dan.
Imagine, if you will, a little house atop someone's head, right?
Mm.
And Bon Jovi are in that house.
Right.
And the man's
living on a head.
Well, living on a prayer, and the man was praying.
Ah.
See, you got it quicker than all of them.
You actually got it wrong.
Yeah. I did a deliberately stupid answer, which is why I'd also fail at it.
Yeah.
Is it still hosted by that guy who looks like a
My old boss.
A garden gnome?
Yeah.
Like a big garden gnome.
Pat Shaw.
Well, there we are. Anyone else who's harder than you'd like to slag off? You've had Tony Bellew.
Dan Walker is very tall, to be fair.
Yeah. He'd never be able to headbutt you, would he? No. Wouldn't be able to get down.
He wouldn't see it coming, though. I think you'd get a couple of blows in the first pitch.
I'd just run into his crotch repeatedly.
Whatever.
Is this about catchphrase, Pete?
I tried my best. I apologise to you privately on Twitter. My giddy aunt. Romelu Lukaku, gentlemen. He's completed his medical in Italy.
Spotted in the backseat of a car wearing Chelsea boots.
Boy, you do your medical here with our NHS, mate. That's what I want to know. He was spotted in the back of a car, apparently, driving away, holding a Chelsea shirt.
Is that like when they give you a lollipop or a sticker?
Maybe.
You complete the medical, you get a little gift. I hope they do that.
I was wanting a little biscuit with Nutella in. Thanks very much.
There's something very unromantic about joining Chelsea. I don't know what it is about. I just maybe just supporting a North East club. I just find it all very... You signed for Chelsea, well done, yeah, brilliant. Like everyone else
like
this
in
season.
The old days, is it, where your players they'd finish their shift down the Hovis mine and they'd turn out for Newcastle, back down there later.
Dear.
Mm, so you're saying Lukaku shouldn't be doing this?
No, I think it's an excellent signing for Chelsea. Yeah.
Do you not think from Lukaku's point of view, the club where he obviously didn't cut the mustard that first time around and went out on loan and
unfinished business, baby.
Well, then he comes back and he's saying, yes, I'd like to return with this unfinished business. Although I think that perhaps has been played up too much, maybe.
Right.
Because I think it'd be a bit odd if he was like, I'll show you Chelsea. It's kind of not the attitude we want, really.
No.
but I will earn £250,000 reportedly pounds a week, please. Thanks
and,
very much.
And Jorginho, I will have the penalties back. Thank you very much. Because that's...
I'd love it if he started doing Jorginho's little hop.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
That'd be good.
Don't do it against Everton. Pickford's got your number.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
is this the longest running transfer saga coming to an end?
When you think about it,
because the moment he left Chelsea, it always felt like he'd end up back there, didn't it?
Do you think?
Right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But it's remarkable, really, how his career's played out. Much has been said about Lukaku. How, obviously, at Chelsea, then he was loaned out. We know the clubs, don't we, Peter?
We do know the clubs, yes.
Clemsmere victory
Someone
on Friday.
Pointed out that on Twitter that you'd on emails, that you'd already done it in a competition with Andy Brassel quite recently, the old Lukaku.
Is that right?
Apparently so, yeah.
Not really interested in what conspiracy theories have got to say.
Yeah. They're battering down the front door, Marcus.
But I did know that...
I mean, in the wrong place.
Yeah. I don't live there anymore.
King's Place for the Guardian.
But it is quite remarkable how he left and then he went to Everton and obviously did pretty well there. Then goes to Manchester United and think that's the big move. Mm. And it didn't quite work out. He didn't do terribly
there. It's funny that, isn't it? The idea that it didn't quite work out. Because it was almost like they just got bored of the idea.
But it was
and he got bored of the idea.
Yeah, well, tactically, the way Solskjaer was wanting to line up, he didn't seem to fit into those plans. Yeah. Mm. So, and yeah, I don't think it was a case of, you failed, mate, sod off. I think it was, you're not really in the manager's plan. It's just one of those ones.
I mean, I'm not agreeing with Glenn Johnson's opinion about Lukaku not being able to cut it because the Premier League saw blimmin' fast. But
113 Premier League goals to his name so far.
But he's only ever scored over 20 in the Premier League once, I think. And that was for Everton about in his last season for them. And he's not all about the goals now. He's a way more complete footballer. But it will be. I think his figures will be very different. Chelsea, you know, got a lot of penalties last season. Jorginho, I think, scored 8 and 10 or 8 and 11 or something like that.
Wasn't he the top scorer, Jorginho?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, something like that.
And that's exactly why they need Romelu Lukaku to get involved. To be quite frank, but it is going to be interesting to see what his figures are like, what his goal return is. But that said, it's not all about goals for him right now. He's such a complete assist monster.
But I think that's what makes them such a sort of terrifying prospect with him up front. I mean, Tuchel said like that they don't have that profile of player now that Giroud has gone. Someone that can play with it back to go and link other players. And Timo Werner obviously was still waiting for him to sort of, you know, find his range effectively, but you know, with players
he'll come
like,
good, won't he?
Yeah, I think so.
He does everything right apart from the most important bit.
He's got that haunted Torres look. If he can get that out of his brow, he should be fine.
I love him in his post-match interviews. Oh, well, not to worry, we won the game. Yeah.
There'll be another one coming along.
But I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
But with players like Havertz and Pulisic around, like, there is, you know, he's going to get ammunition, shall we say. And I think he'll score a lot of goals. He's 28 now. I think you can argue he might be at his peak. Is obviously a very difficult thing to define until after it's happened. I mean, but he's been so good in Italy. Mm. So good. He'll come back confident. He's at a place where he knows he's wanted. He knows the club.
Indeed,
he's got all that unfinished business narrative. There's a hell of a lot of firepower around him. I think this is a really, really good match. And I'm also absolutely fascinated at this idea that keeps coming up from ex-players and from pundits that Glenn Johnson is putting forward here again, that like players in other leagues don't run. What do they like? Yeah, the Premier League is fast.
You've run a bit faster than that toilet seat, mate. Like... You would have been all right. Would have got away with it.
Yeah,
but it's a callback to a very old story.
Yeah,
Thank you. Really weird that Glenn Johnson.
Some people may not be aware of that.
Yeah,
story.
Fill us in.
One stole a toilet seat.
He did. Who was he with?
He swapped out a toilet seat. I can't remember what the other who the other player was.
Probably
but they
the
were.
He was at Portsmouth, wasn't he?
Yeah, they were in B&Q or something, and. The other player was doing up his bathroom and he swapped out a cheaper toilet seat for a toilet seat that cost £2 85 more or something. Mm. And he didn't realise that the toilet seat, because it had fancy lid closing technology.
Yeah.
He was like one of the soft lids where you just, it doesn't clatter down.
Oh, right.
He put it
like
in the set.
Toilet. Like a Japanese space toilet.
Pretty much. And the security guard said, no, I'm calling the police.
Apparently Glenn Johnson was absolutely cracking up at all of this as well. So, shows you how long ago it was. Yeah. But yeah, like, again though, I think it's such a strange criticism to throw at a player that, oh, you've come from a really slow league.
It came from a quick league.
Yeah, I'm going to read out the quote. He said, obviously he's a big, powerful lad, quite physical, but I just think the Premier League's a bit too quick for him. So no, I would not like to see him return. Sounds like he's quite scared as well. But with this kind of, again,
the big, slinging this dirt around.
Well, yeah, but often, when you're really sort of honing in on the minutia there, because normally people say, oh, is he tough enough for the Premier League? Is he strong enough? So he's going, oh, I mean, he's got all that. But, yeah. But it's funny because a commentator in Italy referred to Lukaku as a fake giant.
A fake giant.
And I thought, oh, I'm intrigued.
Because they don't score a lot of headers.
I don't know, but he's
good at headers, but he never gets them.
Yeah, I know what
Lukaku.
You mean.
You know what I mean?
But he, what I think he means with this, as the coach wanted, is that Lukaku isn't just the strong, big target man that they're talking about, that actually he plays a different game.
So it's good touch for a big man.
No.
When a European says it, it just sounds better.
It does sound
fake
a bit better.
Giants, fake giants.
But it talks about his sort of technique and skill, but also actually the way he plays, he needs to be supported by players around him. If you see the way he plays with the Belgium national side, the way they get bodies around him and he gets involved. And this is not a case of he can't do it on his own. He's like, well, think about someone like Harry Kane, the way he plays as well. If he still plays these days, I don't know. But, other strikers, this idea that he's a big lad, right, up you go, you just hold the ball up and then try and spin the defender and so on, which I think he is actually quite good at as well. Mm. But there's a lot more to his game. But also the way Tuchel and Chelsea play, you get bodies behind him. And as you mentioned a few players earlier there, Jim Pulisic and one or two others, that I think he will fit in there very, very nicely, and I think he's an excellent option.
He'd fit in any team, wouldn't he? Really, what a footballer!
But I think he goes to Inter after, say, that Man United move, and the way he plays for Belgium and Inter, it's suddenly he's one of the most sought after strikers you could argue in Europe.
Well,
goes there for huge money. Wins, he won Serie A with Inter. I think he was player of the season, or certainly Inter's player of the season. He leaves with his head held very high, and back he comes at the age of 28, arguably in his peak, to Chelsea, the side where he didn't finish. It's a remarkable story. Oh, really.
It's only matched by how remarkable Inter's sort of complete come down has been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Winning the league, your manager leaves. Lukaku's. Remember like this time? It wouldn't mean this time. It would be the start of this calendar year, so to speak. I'm calling it January.
Yes.
They were talking about how important it was to offload Ericsson because he's such a high earner and stuff.
Yeah.
They probably won't be able to do that now. And along with players like Lukaku leaving and stuff like that, they are in such dire straits. They're in such trouble. They've had that investment from their parent company, and that's not to buy players. That's just to keep the lights on and stuff. For a team who had just won the bloody league, incredible. I mean, imagine if like Man City suddenly did that.
This goes a long way to easing that, but you're right. It is it is crisis situation now. It's interesting though, isn't it? From within the Premier League, all these huge figures still being sloshed about, even after the losses everyone suffered from COVID. It feels a bit like
I think a lot of clubs are seeing the opportunity to really inject their clubs with a lot of money that they're not going to be able to do in the future, and you can see why so many clubs are sort of going, right, okay, the fair play will have to come back in pretty soon, but under COVID rules people are sort of going, well, if we've got it, put it into the club, because other clubs won't be able to do it right now because they're absolutely bereft.
We'll spread a Super League across all of the leagues.
Where Inter are now on the sort of the come down, if you like, as you say, with a change of manager, or they've got a decent manager now, but selling one or two.
Terrible away kit this season as well.
Yeah, they do like to experiment.
They had like a Pierre Mondrian sort of job last year that I quite liked, but now this wiggly one they've got, I don't like it.
Yeah, well, with Inter, as we say, perhaps weakened. Well, they are weakened, let's be honest, in defence of their title. And Juventus, not the side they were a few years ago. There is a potential for another side to come up there. And we're looking at Roma.
We are.
We're looking at Roma. You mentioned them yesterday. It's already getting a bit spicy. We haven't even started. And there's chat that they've agreed £34 million for Tammy Abraham.
Where have they found that cash?
I don't know. But it is Mourinho. He will spend.
Yeah, true.
Not on Granit Xhaka.
No, that's the one you wanted.
Yeah.
I think Granit's all right. Get him in there.
Yeah,
he's
no,
had a good
time. Quite happy to keep him, to be honest.
But yeah. Apparently Tammy Abraham reportedly rejected a move to Atalanta, which would be a really interesting one.
Mm.
Not one of the sort of the big sides in terms of prestige, but in terms of playing
currently,
style
yeah.
and whatnot.
I think that does play into players' minds, though, doesn't it? We forget from outside the football bubble that, you know, those big, big names mm-hmm. have a romance, even if you know what's happening on the pitch at that particular time isn't it the most impressive.
And like, Tammy was at a club where
drawn by a name.
Yeah, and Tammy would probably be at a club where there's lots of pictures of Jose Mourinho around, and he probably goes, oh, I kind of familiarity there.
I've seen where have I seen you before?
Be as it gets bombed out playing in the under-23s.
Oh, well.
It'd be great to see him go and do well there. I think he would do.
Mm. No, absolutely.
Love it.
Right, let's turn our attention to the northeast of England. Joe Willock is going back to Newcastle United.
Yes.
By the looks of things, it's always one of these ones where they're closing in on the deal. We think it's all done, but this is Newcastle United we're talking about. So we do say that. But the fee is in excess of £20 million. Pete, you must be delighted with this. This is an actual piece of good business. It's about to happen.
It's a solid signing. I expect it to be full on. Second season Kennedy syndrome.
What, and you don't think he'll score 38 goals?
Well, I mean,
you don't
look,
think he'll score in every game?
Joe Willock, like, he literally did, Scott. He kept Newcastle United
was it 7 in a row or 8
yeah,
in a row?
Yeah, he should be on 300 million blooming
Steve
week.
Bruce's tactics kept them up.
You know, his goals are arriving late in the box. The sort of thing that Shelby should have been doing for the past three seasons. He's doing it.
Don't ever go at John.
Well,
he's there to spray it about and score an absolute blockbuster. But
I mean, he arrives late in the centre circle.
Your eyes late to training.
Yeah. But you get the feeling that, like, Joe, if you can mark Joe Willock out of the game and stop him just appearing at the end of at the edge of the box, you'll probably stop him scoring. Mm. So
it's
a 20 million.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Straight onto the negatives.
But it happened.
We've signed this lad. He's scored a lot of goals, but he's not going to do it again.
Just
why
know
bother?
That he's always going to arrive in the box. I don't know why it worked so many times, Jim.
We knew Iron Robin was going to cut in on his left and shoot. It worked. What's the matter?
Are you comparing Joe Willock to Iron Robin?
No, but I'm saying
this point. Whack another 10 million on that. Keep it up, Marcus.
You'll only spend it on fabric, you bellends.
Oh, dear. Good nightclub. What about Arsenal, Jim? I mean, Joe Willock's gone. Who are they going to replace him with?
I don't know. This is becoming a saga, but spread across about 1,000 different players. There's talk of James Maddison.
B-Jams Grealish.
But there was talk of...
Is that not Todd Cantwell?
There was talk of Houssam Aouar being absolutely baffled as to these links to Maddison, because apparently he still wants to move to Arsenal. But again, that's all paper talk. Don't know where it's coming from. But Arsenal need a creator from midfield. It can't all be on Emil Smith-Rowe. There's talk of Martin Odegaard. Perhaps there's still interest there. But they need another creative player in there, preferably someone that can score goals. Well, I know that's a bit of a holy grail for everyone. Mm-hmm. But
Lukaku, mate.
Yeah, what about him?
But there is just the midfield does not function it well enough, and I've been saying that for years, and that they do need someone to come in. So I think this is actually quite a good business, because I mean, you look around the Arsenal squad and you think they're probably players you would sell before Joe Willock, but aside from the big club spending a lot of money, people aren't really spending that much, so you can only sell the players that people want.
Mm.
I mean, this talk of cancelling Kolasinac's contract, because it's like, it's the only way to get rid of him. So
have they went for James Maddison because he's one of the few football with his own Boohoo collection?
It probably is that. Yeah.
Which, I see it on the tube every time I go in to do the ramble, and his whole kind of like look on Boohoo is just man who's been surprised from bed. And he's been tasked with playing a tennis match. Like he looks like he's just walking up and he needs to play a tennis match immediately.
It's quite funny when he's not in an England squad as well, isn't it? You see pictures of him everywhere. Yeah. Boo-hoo!
It would be a very funky tennis match, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But
it's like silk tennis gear.
But with Maddison, I mean, from his point of view, I don't know why he'd want to leave Leicester, because there's good stuff happening there. They've obviously won a couple of trophies. I know Arsenal...
Fabric. Again,
literally.
More fabric.
Yeah, but again, if they're based in Leicester, but
I meant the club.
Oh, I see. I think you meant the garms.
The talk is that he wants to live in London, isn't it? But again, like, who knows where this shit comes from?
Yeah,
but I mean that. Because I know what you mean. Otherwise, like, why would you make that move?
Yeah, because you mentioned earlier with the Italian clubs, a sort of romance of going to a traditionally bigger club. Let's not be silly. Arsenal are an enormous club. They're an absolutely massive. club, you know, and great tradition, blah, 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 blah. But in terms of, you know, the here and now, why did Grealish go to Manchester City? I want to play in the Champions League now.
Yeah.
Aston Villa can't offer me that now. In 5 years' time, who knows? But not now. Grealish, you know, and again, for footballers who are in their 20s, in 5 years' time, it's quite a long time of your career. You're lucky if you've got 10 years at the top, let's be honest, in terms of injuries, in terms of quality, da-di-da-di-da. So with Arsenal, you know, Leicester City have way more ambition to get in the Champions League. In fact, they've failed to get into the Champions League, what, the last couple of seasons, and that was seen as a slight disappointment.
Yeah.
Whereas Arsenal, you'd be surprised if they finished in the top four this season,
oh,
let's be honest.
Without a doubt, I don't think that's even the aim,
right.
Really.
Yeah, sure. So I'm just...
It's a funny one, isn't it? Mm. But I think, again, it comes back to the draw of London, and also, as we've mentioned a few times now, that the perception of clubs within the bubble of football, and I don't know, perhaps Arteta's good at selling people on a project. Maybe he'd go there and he would like the status of it. I'd love to see him at Arsenal. I just can't see it happening.
Yeah. Mm.
But also, as well, the thing that makes me think it is a possibility is that Leicester do tend to sell a big player every summer for a big profit, and that's how they keep sustainable.
True enough.
But I don't know.
Southampton have made another signing by the looks of it. It's all but been, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's kind of thing. Because Blackburn Rovers have accepted a £50 million offer for Adam Armstrong. He scored 29 goals in all competitions last season. Think about it, they've got to replace old Danny Ings. Mm. It is a bit of a gamble, of course, coming from the Championship, but a good player nonetheless. Newcastle sold him for £1.8 million in 2018 and are due 40% of the profit from that transfer, Peter.
Let's have a bit of that, shall
we? There you go. You see things are looking up.
he's sort of gone backwards down the Alan Shearer highway, effectively, hasn't he?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, they're all in there, aren't they?
Yeah.
That is quite odd. There he is. He's Southampton, and we'll see. Tony Mowbray said... I've said to Adam, if they meet the number, he can go. We'll shake him by the hand and wish him well. And the football club will move on and hopefully find a replacement that could make the fans forget Adam pretty quickly. Here's a picture of a Spitfire. Off you pop. and away he goes. Well, it'd be interesting to see what he can do in the Premier League if that deal does get done, because it's that stage in the season where you think, it's fine, it's been reported, and then something happens and it's all over.
There's so much transfer windows ago, isn't there? It doesn't feel like there is because the season starts on Friday, but like this is going to be the maddest deadline day ever, because people are just trying desperately
maddest deadline
to
day
save.
Ever
I think
that works very strong,
but I know exactly what I'm saying by that. I think this will be the craziest deadline day we have ever seen.
No, not
because everyone is waiting for bargains.
Rabinho to Man City, Berbatov to Man United. Do you remember all that nonsense?
Yeah, but I mean, that when you look back at that, the Rabinho to Man City thing, like, I actually feel like it's a little bit underwhelming looking back on it. I think there are going to be deals happening left, right and centre. I think it's going to be nuts.
Oof. Okay, fair enough. Before we go to a break, Newcastle did an Instagram post marking the anniversary of Fabrizio Colaccini joining the club in 2008, and apparently Jeff Hendrick commented on the post, "Can you ask him to lower my rent, please?"
Ask him yourself.
Yeah, ask him. Surely you've got his number.
Maybe he doesn't. That's how bad this is.
Can you raise your performances, please, Jeff?
Naughty.
Do rent on a scale. Yeah. Depending on like your rating in a match. Right, the better you do, the cheaper the rent.
It's time for a break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
What about some Aston Villa, your old side? Be hoping for big things this evening.
Yeah, I think like we said earlier, they've won.
Oh, and there's a goal.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. It's now time for emails.
Peter's jingle had a good run. We loved it once, but that love's gone. You can get in touch, just email show@footballramble.com.
We got an email from Carl Phillips. The email about Schmeichel 1 on the back of an England shirt reminded me of the time I saw a kid in a West Brom shirt with none other than Jim's favourite, Tevez 32, on the back. I'm not sure whether it was wishful thinking or a harsh rejection of the 2008-2009 Baggy squad. Truly odd. Interesting. Yeah. That's a rumour mill that went awry,
I presume.
But remember when John Hall and all that lot, they left in the back of a car in St. Joseph Park a Baggio shirt. Baggio Newcastle shirt.
Is that right?
Yeah, sort of. Well,
the Tevez thing, was that the season? Did West Brom maybe stay up?
Oh, maybe. Thank you.
Well done, detective speller.
If I've got that wrong, then apologies. But maybe there's some sort of weird thing like that.
You do get that thing as well, where if a big player is linked to a team, you get some absolute failure as a fan who'll get the name
tattoo
on the shirt in advance.
Kaká, Man City, was that one?
I mean, even if they I think it's worse when they join.
My memory's so bad, I think the Kaká played for Man City. He's a very Man City kind of footballer back in the day.
He was linked heavily at the time.
Do you remember, was it Gary Cook said that Milan bottled it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That was it. Gary Cook. He was a favourite of ours
for a
very long time ago now.
Yeah. He was back and forth to Europe all the time.
He was. Actually, I've just checked it. West Brom finished bottom that season.
The jury's still out then. What the hell is going on there?
Can we try and track this person down? Explain yourself.
Give him a good shake.
Maybe did he get it done at like?
Could there have been a point maybe where it looked like they would stay up?
No, this person's messed up.
He's messed up.
They've buggered it up.
They've buggered it up.
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh.
Do you want to play? If you want to get into the show, Football Ramble.
No. What are you about to say?
Would you like to play a bit of Pop Man? Antonio Conte.
My word.
I prefer to kill him.
Yes.
Here we go.
The debut episode of Pop Man Antonio Conte for the 21-22 season. 22 seems a bit weird. FIFA 22 is out soon. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Andrew Long has come up with these clues. Basically, it's just two players stuck together.
Yeah.
In a portmanteau.
Yeah.
In a portmanteau.
What could be simpler?
What could be simpler? Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep. All right. I am the first American to win the Premier League, and I was the leading scorer in Wimbledon's 96-97 season when the club reached both domestic cup semi-finals.
Can you say the second one part again?
Wimbledon 96-97, club reached both domestic cup semi-finals, leading scorer.
I don't know the rules anymore, honestly.
It's a tough one.
I'm stuck on the American.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I was thinking John... I'll go on.
The answer is Zach Stefanikoku.
Oh, I Yeah, the Wimbledon players.
I was thinking Robbie Earle, Dean Holdsworth, and Evan Akoko had probably got. Yeah, exactly. I didn't realise he was the first American. I thought he was somebody earlier.
Good, eh?
Great shout.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, then. Let's go into clue number two from Sam Gillard. Thank you, Sam. I discovered that swearing at your own fans isn't the greatest idea, and I was one of the cover stars of FIFA 07 when I was at AC Milan. Ooh. Swearing on fans.
Wayne Rooney, probably.
FIFA 07.
Wayne. And it, Milan?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Rooney, Ibrahimovic?
No. Wayne Rooney.
I don't know the rules anymore, honestly.
Go on.
Granit Xhaka. Oh,
fair enough.
Granit Xhaka.
That's nice. That's proper. Because I was thinking Rooney with it in Algeria and England. Yeah. It's nice.
Nice to your own fans boo you.
Oh, it's booing, not swearing.
Yeah.
My fault there.
You've
everybody.
Got in my head there. That's entirely your fault.
Well, I thought if I'm not getting it, you're not getting it.
That was Pop Antonio Conte.
I prefer to kill him.
Yeah. Good to have it back, even though that was a poor showing from us. But I'm sure you'll forgive us.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's tough.
Gentlemen, it's getting very tough for Barcelona, isn't it?
It really is.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Where do we go? What's going on now?
It's the thing you should leave.
Think
you should leave with Tim Robinson. We're all trying to find out who's done this. The man in the hot dog costume.
Yeah. Does anyone feel sorry for them at all? No.
They've got Martin Braithwaite. Come on.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Exactly. I mean, when you look at the squad they actually have in the talk of all this crisis.
It's a nice crisis. There were reports this morning that Barcelona made one final offer to Messi in a desperate attempt to keep hold of him, but apparently it's come too late.
But they can't, can they?
No, I know. I don't know what this report's...
They're just putting out nonsense now. Well, yeah. We tried everything we could to undo what we completely fucked up ourselves. So what we're trying now is to put it on him.
You didn't try everything you could. Do you know what I mean? You rode that gravy train right into and just smashed into the station.
Yeah.
And now you're blaming the Liga, apparently.
Oh, it's gravy everywhere.
It's all ruined.
It's a risky move to try and pin anything on Messi at this point. After the season, like he wanted to move last season. And it's very interesting.
Well, hundreds of PSG fans have been waiting at the airport in Paris. And at the Parc des Princes, this was on Monday, yesterday.
But, there'll be tattoos getting inked left, right, and centre, won't there? There'll be shirts getting.
They're all
ironed.
Waiting for him, but he's still in Barcelona, apparently.
He's like, chilling out.
Yeah. Like, where? Every flight that comes in, is that it? Where's this flight coming from? Oh, no.
The flight trackers will be going absolutely nuts.
But the report suggesting that PSG will try to sell or loan out up to 10 players to make room for Messi and sort of negate FFP. Like, how are they doing that? Like, straws out of.
Yeah,
right, you're going.
I know PSG are like the golden boys because they didn't join the Super League, and so UEFA probably not going.
Golden boys? Who's calling them that?
They got UEFA clearly.
Oh right,
they were the few who didn't actually join the Super League, and so like and obviously the Khalifa is the chairperson of the European club.
Yeah.
What do you call them? The chairperson of the European Club Association. And like I said before, they are pumping as much money at the club as possible now so that they're not punished later. And a lot of these deals, obviously, because they're all frees, they've got all of their signings this summer, which has been an incredible period of acquisition for Paris Saint-Germain. And these are all kind of like season to season. It's not going to cost them as much money when it comes to the fair play thing. But they're going to have to technically prove that Messi's arrival is a pandemic caused loss, which is going to be incredible contortions.
Yeah.
I've got faith in them.
I think they'll definitely do it. But
up is down.
Yeah, it is. Apparently, the Barcelona. This is odd. Barcelona players were wanting Sergio Aguero to take the number 10 shirt from Messi. But of course, it's been announced that he's going to be sidelined for 10 weeks with a calf injury.
Is that why they wanted him to have that number?
I've no idea. I mean, we know Aguero gets injuries, so this is not too surprising. But the club were thinking of retiring the number 10 shirt, which is a very bold thing to do, considering some of the players that they have, and presumably will do it in the future, you would think. Although one could argue, will they be as successful and so kind of iconic and good as Messi? But even this seems like a bad idea. Spanish FA rules state that La Liga teams must assign their 25-man squads the numbers 1 to 25 for each league campaign. I didn't know this.
Right.
Because sometimes in other countries you get, obviously, various different numbers and so on and so forth. So if Barcelona retire Messi's number 10 jersey, they would sacrifice a senior place in their squad.
They'd still do it. They're not known for their lack of mismanagement.
Yeah.
They've given one to Ed Sheeran.
Well, and they can blame La Liga for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we are. Let's go back home to Liverpool. Mixed bag for them in pre-season because Andy Robertson's joined their illustrious recent history of injured defenders, although it doesn't seem that bad according to the man himself. They beat Osasuna 3-1 last night with Roberto Firmino looking fabulous with a couple of goals there. They've only signed centre-back Ibrahim Konate so far, and people have really talking about Liverpool that much. Obviously Van Dijk's come back, but they're still Liverpool. They've still got the same manager. So one or two players back from injury, still got a very, very good side. A bit under the radar, Jim.
Yeah, I agree. They're an intriguing one, aren't they? Because, you know, people talk about them only signing Konate, but like, I mean, with Van Dijk, Matip and Gomez all coming back, like he really strengthens what is already one of the strongest defences in the Premier League. Wijnaldum's a huge, huge miss. But Curtis Jones, obviously, had a good season. Harvey Elliott's come into the squad. I think they're going to promote from within a lot this season.
I wonder if Oxlade-Chamberlain, he's that type of player with Wijnaldum that provides a bit of industry. I know Wijnaldum's a quality player and it's very difficult to replace a player like that who's so crucial and so good. But Oxlade-Chamberlain has been playing a bit. I know he's apparently Southampton.
Further forward, doesn't he?
I think it's interesting. I think Klopp might ask quite a bit of Oxlade-Chamberlain. I know he likes him. I know Southampton are trying to get him on a loan deal, but I think I'd be very...
They love signing their old players, don't they?
Get Gareth Bale back. That would be good, wouldn't it?
But I play him at left back.
But I think Oxlade-Chamberlain could play perhaps a bigger role this season. But Klopp said, we have so many things that you cannot sign. You cannot sign our counter-pressing. You cannot sign our atmosphere. You cannot sign Anfield. You cannot sign our anthem.
Oh.
1-0 to You'll Never Walk Alone.
So, yeah, he's basically saying we're in good stead.
Yeah. He also said that they might be doing something, which obviously could mean anything.
I speculate, Jim.
Messi. Going to get Messi and Mbappe.
Yeah, it would seem unlikely, but you never know, everybody. You never, never know. We're going to end the show, of course, talking about your favourite MLS side and mine, Inter Miami. They're turning their fortunes around.
Inter Miami, oh Lord.
they've lifted themselves off the bottom of the Eastern Conference after a 95th-minute winner over Nashville. 2-1, they got the result on the weekend. This was not mentioned yesterday because I think...
we don't care.
Yeah.
the only person that cares is you.
Well, yeah, and Dundee United ending Rangers' 40-game unbeaten run in the league wasn't mentioned either. So
Kyogo Furuhashi's debut hat-trick for Celtic. Fantastic.
There you are, you see. But that's Scotland over with. Back to Florida. Gonzalo Higuain scored the first and his brother, Federico, set up the winner. They've gone 4 games unbeaten. My goodness, these are cup finals, Jim, where they're hanging gold medals around their necks.
They must have so many now.
Phil Neville was delighted. He said, when a team scores late on, I think it's a great sign for everybody. It's a great sign for everybody inside the club that we're headed in the right direction.
I do like that the new narrative is that Phil Neville's like, the players care now. It's great.
Yeah.
Bring his brother in. It worked for me.
So, yeah, I think we're all on the Inter Miami horse. I didn't realise that Federico Higuain... Well, I sort of did, but I've sort of forgot in a weird way that he's Gonzalo's brother, that they're both at the same club. Apparently, Federico, they're saying that he's 36 years old, but he's a fine MLS player, and he's pulling up a lot of trees at what he has done over the years, and now Gonzalo's getting in his slipstream. So nice to have... The old Higuain getting a little bit of notoriety there. I think we can all agree. There we are, everybody. On tomorrow's show, Jimmy and Pete, you're back again, boys.
Yep.
And Jules will be in the chair. Lovely to have Jules back.
Jules back.
Yay. Excellent stuff. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening to today's Football Ramble. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Jim Campbell.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
The better you do, the cheaper the rent.
Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Be better.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.